Pain Tolerance, written by Ace and Grayson and read by K-Verb. This is a Young Justice pick, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Dick slash Wally, though it could be Jen if you really wanted, and is additionally tagged with menstruation, trans male character, fluff, and Dick is cuddly, and you can pry that idea from my cold, dead hands. Robin moaned as he dramatically collapsed face first onto the couch, or rather on top of his partner. Wally, who was lying with his head propped on the armrest, tapping away at his phone, simply ran his hand through the younger boy's hair. Calder couldn't help but notice that Robin pushed into the touch, much like a cat. The Atlantean quietly watched the exchange. While physical affection between them was not uncommon, Robin was usually the more composed of the two. When the dramatics didn't continue, Caldor went back to his book. He found an interesting novel on the history of a massive ship known as the Titanic, the wreck of which the Atlanteans had discovered decades earlier and dismissed as yet another surface world relic which held no interest. He had been shocked to learn it was such a tragedy to the surface dwellers and sought to learn as much about it as he could. A short while later, in the midst of the author's explanation of how such a thing occurred, there was another groan from his smallest teammate. Robin had turned himself to the side, facing the back of the couch as he curled in a ball on Wally's stomach. The older teen was rubbing his back soothingly, murmuring comforts. "You're gonna be okay, babe. It'll go away eventually." In response, Robin groaned again and curled more tightly on himself. He seemed to be holding his stomach. Worried for his teammate and friend, Calder closed his book and turned his interest towards the pair on the couch. "Robin, are you injured?" Wally blinks at Calder, then pastes on a smile. "Don't worry, Cal. This happens occasionally," he reassures the Atlantean. "Mr. Man over here just refuses to take pain meds." He pats the ebony's head playfully, receiving a flailed arm to the face in retaliation. Calder still felt concern. Robin had a, quite frankly, ridiculous pain tolerance. To see him disabled in such a way raised several red flags as the surface saying went, and to think it was recurring. "And there is nothing I can do to help," he hedged. The thought of leaving Robin to suffer left Calder with great discomfort. "Well," Wally looks down at the bird in his lap, then grins. "You could cuddle with him while I get some stuff." Robin's arm finds the speedster's face again. "Oh, don't be like that," Wally admonishes. "You adore physical contact when you're like this." Robin grumbles quietly, but doesn't protest. Wally stands, having maneuvered Robin so he was holding the acrobat in a bridal carry. He jerks his chin at the vacated cushions. Calder makes himself comfortable, and Robin is laying atop his midsection. His people do not favor physical affection. At least, not in the way he's come to understand surface dwellers do. Atlantean affections are short-lived, loosely holding a close friend or partner's wrist in reassurance, swift but firm embraces in celebration or sorrow, and of course touching one's forehead to another's as a declaration of love and trust. But closeness such as this, it is all but unheard of outside private courting and intimacy. That is not to say that Calder dislikes it. It is not long before he finds himself running his fingers through Robin's hair, as he saw Wally do. His other arm finds its way to rubbing the younger teen's back in circles, as he's seen some surfacers do as a gesture of comfort. Robin seems to melt into him, despite still being tense in what must be pain. He makes a soft noise of content, angling his head closer to Calder's hand. Wally returns swiftly, as usual, and coos at the sight of his partner so relaxed. He congratulates Calder on finding Rob's sweet spot, which he does not understand, before coaxing Robin into swallowing a few pills with a glass of water. Wally also places a thin, soft-looking blanket and a small bowl of candies wrapped in foil, kisses, he believes they're called, on the table in front of the couch. Several quiet assurances are traded, before Wally kisses Robin on the forehead and stands. The acrobat had drifted off and was emitting a light snore. "You okay staying with him for a while, Cal?" the speedster asks, expression not quite hopeful. "I hate to move him when he looks so comfy, you know?" Cotter smiles. I would not mind, my friend. It would be good to know that Robin does, in fact, rest. If you could just hand me my book. Wally does, not without a comment on the subject matter, and vanishes, likely off to do whatever homework he's been putting off over the weekend. Cowder lets himself settle between the couch and the warm pressure of the sleeping body above him and continues to read his book. The end.